You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira. And good morning. I'm going to cut into 1 minute of this here. You're listening to WGOD Radio. Paul Esposito here with you, live in the studio. But what you're going to hear in a minute is not going to be live. This is going to be actually from last Easter is what you're about to hear. My intro is going to say this was just yesterday, but bear with me. This is from last year. This program's called On the Road to Emmaus. Let's listen to today's broadcast now.
His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Greetings and God bless. Welcome to WGOD. We're going to hear a sermon that I just preached on Resurrection Morning just the other day. It's entitled The Road to Emmaus. First, I want to thank everyone, newcomers, for coming to visit on Sunday, and it was nice to meet you all, and hope you enjoy the message. We're going to hear it now on the radio. Interesting thing. What did the Lord Jesus do on Resurrection Day? Answer? Well, he taught Bible prophecy. Naturally. That's what we're going to look at here today. On the road to Emmaus, the strangers walking with him, it says their eyes were restrained, or their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. We're going to get to the answer to that why you're coming up at the end of this message. But it says in the text there, Luke chapter 24, it says that beginning at that text, at Moses and the prophets, he expounded to them all things concerning who he was. So what did the Lord Jesus do on Resurrection Day? Taught Bible prophecy. He went all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, when God said to the serpent, he says, one of these days, someone's going to come and he's going to put the hurt on you, devil. He's going to crush your head. He went all the way back to there and started there using the Old Testament, which is all that they had, to prove that Jesus Christ is the coming Messiah. This is part one now of this message. It'll play here today, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The road to Emmaus.
Now, for everyone here that has a calendar, when you get to May 1st on your calendar, you're going to find the weirdest thing. You know what it's going to say on May 1st? Any guesses? It's going to say, Happy Easter. Hate to burst anyone's bubble. Passover is Friday, April the 22nd. That's the day that our Lord was crucified. Easter, this is one of these weird years this year. Easter is May the 1st. Now, here's how this works out. Easter is the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. Full moon was the other day. Spring equinox was the other day. Lo and behold, it's one of those months where Easter is a month before. See, now Bill's getting out his calendar, aren't you, Bill? It's 1 month ahead of time here. Easter is not on Resurrection Morning this year. So, however, with that in mind, remember what the Apostle Paul said. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord. And he who does not observe the day, to the Lord he does not observe it. He who eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. He who does not eat, to the Lord he does not eat, and gives God thanks. None of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. This is the day we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Regardless of what day you celebrate it is, this is the truth, and that is The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection. Whether or not you want to celebrate that in July or not makes no difference. I am the resurrection and the life. Remember, the resurrection is the Christian faith. This is what it's all about. Our great promise and joy is that once we die and leave this world, you and I will rise again and live forever in the presence of God. That's why we sing these songs. Isn't that good news? Again, the Lord Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Now, my church family here knows this is my favorite verse. Because it's the number one thing on my bucket list. Hello, not dying. Count me in. This old boy doesn't want a funeral. All those who live and believe in me shall never die. There's one group of blessed people. Could be you and us. I've told Roy since I've known him, I believe as the oldest saint in this church, I firmly believe with all of my heart that that gentleman won't see death. I believe that. And the youngest one here, probably Parker today. I believe this is the generation that's going to see the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is good news. Now, this promise was made over 2,000 years ago. To authenticate the Lord Jesus' promise, God raised him from the dead. And this is the great showstopper and the great silencer, and that is death is not the end. This is why and how Christians rejoice at funerals, right? My wife's funeral in here was a joyous day, much as it hurt. She's gone on to be with the Lord, as all of the saints have for 2,000 years. Absent from the body, is present with the Lord. This is why Christians can rejoice at a funeral. Bad day for us, great day for them. It's a coming home. And all this was authenticated on this day that we celebrate here today, Resurrection Day. Now, here today, or I guess I should say here first too, why should I become a Christian? What's so different or unique about what you believe? Well, you just heard it. The church celebrates and worships a risen Savior. Death and the grave have no hold over him. And death and the grave have no hold over you. If you believe and if you receive. Okay, Now, today, in this message here today, I want to look at what happened on Resurrection Day. It's found in the Gospel of Luke, starting in chapter 24. Fred, I thought you were going to go grab the New American Standard. I was going to have a stroke. It's Resurrection Sunday. We're in Luke chapter 24. Now, Jesus' followers are depressed. The Savior, at least the one whom they believed was the Savior in Israel, had died 3 days earlier. And now here on this road are two of his disciples. Chapter 24, verse 13. Now behold, two of them were traveling the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was about 7 miles or 60 stadia from Jerusalem. And they were conversing with one another about all these things which had happened. Imagine, I wonder how this looked like. Darren, come on up here for a minute. Here's your line. This is probably how it went. Here are these two guys walking down the street here, right?
We thought he was the Messiah.
It's not your turn.
Oh, it's not?
Right? Now this way. Man, oh man. I can't believe this guy's dead. Now it's your turn.
We thought he was the Messiah, but he died on Friday.
Right. Thank you. You're done. Death. I gotta pick on him once in a while, keep him honest. So this is what's going on the side of the road here. Now Jesus, he's not going to believe his ears. Verse 15, so it was, as they're conversing and discussing, that Jesus himself drew near and started to travel with them. But their eyes were restrained, and they did not recognize him. Imagine being one of these two men, walking down the 500 block of North Galilee Drive. And along comes the Son of God to walk a couple miles with them. Reminds me of what the Lord says. When they compel you to walk a mile, what did he say? Go with them twain. Walk with them 2 miles. Matthew 5:41. Notice verse 16. It says their eyes were restrained. The text says so that they did not recognize him. New American Standard says their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. Restrained deliberately by God until the proper time. Verse 17, and he said to them, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? Greek word there really means gloomy. Also, for conversation, the word means to throw things out. Or like, what kind of stuff are you guys throwing out here? Why so gloomy? Then one whose name Cleopas answered and said to him, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? Have you not known the things which have happened there in these days? Now verse 19, my all-time favorite answer ever spoken by the Son of God. He says to them, what things? I'll tell you why these two didn't recognize him. The Lord's testing them to see what they knew. He was about to test their Bible knowledge. And I'm going to address this. I'm going to ask the question again at the end of this. Revelation the Lord gave me for why their eyes were restrained. Okay, now here's the rest of their answer to Jesus. Now, watch for the catch words here regarding where they went wrong. Okay? We're in chapter 24, verse 19. So he said to them, what things? So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. Verse 21. What's the first word? But. There's the problem. There's no but after crucify. It's God's plan all along.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.